You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Barbara Provo, the founder of Purse Strings, that provides free resources and information to help women make smart financial decisions and pairs them with financial professionals who have been trained and vetted by Purse Strings on how to reach, engage, and earn the female dollar. Dr. Provo, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, can you explain the Purse Strings model and how you came up with the idea?
Sure, I'd love to. Well, I'm sure there's some members in your audience, some women who have been working with an insurance or financial advisor and really have felt underserved or dismissed, oftentimes overlooked, or perhaps her questions weren't answered, or she was told, don't worry about it. What I found, I've worked in the insurance and financial industry for 25 plus years. Now, I don't sell any insurance products or services, but what I did over that time was I developed content in terms of adult education. So anytime they were launching a product or a process or going over any kind of organizational change where they needed training or educational support, I was the person that was called in to help develop and design that, help facilitators and launch that program. What I learned over all those years is I kept saying, wow, you're really missing the female market here. And I would tell them over and over, and they would kind of say, I don't understand. What do you mean we're missing the female market? And I'd say, I don't see any women that look like me in your brochures or in your marketing. I would never purchase a product in a kind of linear transaction format. And I would give them some feedback. Of course, you know, these large organizations had their own marching orders and did things how they what made them become successful and carried on. And so it was always kind of in my craw that they could do something so much better and really reach the female market. I went on to start my own business, Provo Consulting, in which I continued to consult for the insurance and financial industry. And when I worked in different organizations, I saw the same thing going on and on. Then what happened was I went through a divorce, and I joined a small group of women in a divorce group, and we were all navigating the divorce proceedings and what was going to happen to us in our lives. And many of the women, bright, smart, educated, they had so many concerns about the money in their household, about their cash flow, about bills, about how they were going to make it stretch, if they could even afford to get a divorce, and all of these uncertainties around money. And I thought, wow, they're asking so many very basic questions. So long story short, I did some research. I commissioned a researcher to say, where are women? Where do they stand today in terms of their financial future and their retirement? And how do insurance and financial institutions rate with women and how they're serving them? Bingo. That was my Purse Strings model. What I learned was women are underserved and not prepared for their financial future for so many reasons. Oftentimes, they're out of the workforce raising children or taking care of a sick parent or a sick child. And where do we get our benefits from in the workforce? Oftentimes, you know, women are not paid on par with men, so we're already starting behind. And should a woman go through a divorce or unfortunately lose her husband or partner and not be prepared with, you know, is there life insurance? How will they pay bills in the future? That's not the time to start figuring out those answers. So I really knew that women needed help learning how to make smart financial decisions. And I knew as an adult educator, I could provide that for them. On the other side of the model, I also knew that the data came back and said that the insurance and financial industry wins the award of being the least sympathetic to women. And when I make that statement, women just nod their head in agreement. And it's surprising to me. No one really pushes back on that. And they said yes. And, you know, and then they tell me their experience, which is very negative. So I thought, I know this industry, and I can teach this group what they need to do differently, how they're missing the female market, and how they can, again, reach, engage, and earn the female dollar. So I put this model together somewhat like a bicycle. On one wheel, we're educating women, free, no charge, online, resources at their fingertips. On the other side, education for insurance and financial professionals, in which they can take online, facilitated online, or a full-day workshop. And then once these professionals become Purse Strings approved, we can enroll them into our community of women and give them a unique income stream by providing women, those professionals who've been trained and vetted by us and know how to serve and engage women. Now, I've told you a lot right there, so what questions do you have?
Allow me to compliment you on a job well done, not only seeing the need, but being proactive to meet that need, and certainly appreciate what you're doing in the space. How did you determine if Purse Strings would be a viable business?
Yeah, so the data will tell you this. And being an adult educator, and I do hold a doctorate, so data is really important to me. What are the facts? What are the figures? And what it tells us is this. Women are in control of $20 trillion. They make financial decisions in the household on 95% of the purchases. So women hold the purse strings. Even if they may not be always the earner, they're the ones who are in charge of, you know, the clothes that are purchased, the shoes that are purchased, the food that's purchased, anything that's purchased that runs the household. Even if on larger purchases, oftentimes, if the woman is not at the table and there's conversations about a purchase, her voice in the family is loud and is taken seriously. And if she says, I don't want that car, I didn't like that experience, or whatever her feedback is, that's heard. So she is really impacting 95% of the purchases in the household. Women are earning more college degrees and more master's and doctorate degrees than ever before. Women are working their way up in the workforce, and their voices are starting to be heard. They're really, really a powerful market. And think about it, this market is not being attended to for women's financial futures. One in four women have nothing saved for their retirement, nothing. And they're going to be in very sorry straits. I mean, even today, I read an article in a magazine recently that said, you know, the future of your baby boomer retiree is going to have to consider cobbling together a few little side jobs to really make ends meet. And it's unfortunate because someone has done them a disservice, and they are not properly planned for retirement. There's a huge need for women to really learn how to manage their money and why they need to plan for their financial future, because all the data out there will tell you they are not prepared.
And I certainly would agree with you there as well. Now, looking at building a business, what were some of the first steps that you took to build this business?
So, you know, I started this as kind of a nod to my mom and dad. I was left a little bit of an inheritance, and when my father passed away, and I thought, you know, I'm going to start this business because this is important to me. I think it's work that really needs to be done. So I was able to take that small inheritance and start the business, which was really defining my model and really being clear about who is my market, what were my business objectives, and how could I articulate this very succinctly in order to tell this message to many different people and get feedback. So that was those were my first steps. And then I took my message to some, you know, easy audiences and some more difficult audiences, and had people really poke holes in it to see, is this a viable need? Is this something that needs to happen? And all the feedback I got was this is a critical need. Now, not only for women in transition, those women who might find themselves behind the eight ball when they're trying to save for retirement, but our daughters who are, you know, in their early or their late teens or early 20s, venturing into the workforce, perhaps graduating from college or a master's degree program, maybe taking on their first real career job, and really letting them know why the decisions they make at that point about their money, about their paycheck, about their contributions to their 401k, if that should be an offering, or any type of IRA contributions, why that's so important so early in life, even though to them they think retirement is an eternity away. But nonetheless, how savings for things like that and really making a plan for paying off college loans, saving for emergency funds, how to really manage their money so that they can have it all.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Barbara Provo, the founder of the Women's Financial Empowerment Startup Purse Strings here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Provo, it sounds like a lot of resources. How did you pay for the expenses on this?
Yes. So I did have, like I said, a small inheritance that started it up, and I also had some savings that I contributed myself. So this is fully bootstrapped. But because this was a startup, I was still working with my initial business, Provo Consulting. So I'd work Provo Consulting, and then proceeds from that would go into Purse Strings. And Purse Strings is really under the umbrella of Provo Consulting because they're very closely linked in education and training. And so that's kind of what I did. I've had to, you know, of course, ebb and flow. There were times where I could move ahead a little bit quicker, and there were times where I just had to stop and really focus on Provo Consulting clients and making sure I was focused on that work and giving it 100%. And then any proceeds I had, I could then move ahead a little bit more with Purse Strings. So it was, you know, a lot of really making sure I was holding tight to a budget and making some hard and difficult decisions about where to put the money. But, you know, you find that I built this beautiful model and this site and all this great information for women. And my friend said to me, Barb, you're just shouting from your front door. You know, you have this great program here. You need to really hire someone to help you get out and market it. And that's one big learning I had is marketing and PR and really getting out and sharing your message is so important, or else if no one can get a hold of you or find you, then your whole business is for naught. So I did do some investment in a PR, an individual who helped me with PR and starting to get out and getting my message heard. So that was it's really an ebb and flow of what was my income, how much could I put towards the Purse Strings development, and when did I have to maybe hold back, or when could I invest a little bit more. So it's kind of been that route over the last couple of years.
Now, you've certainly come a long way in 3 years, but what did you learn and what would you have done differently looking back?
Yeah, great question. What I learned about my own business, Purse Strings, is I first started with a model that had women coming to small groups on site at different locations because I thought, you know, women love to gather together. They love to talk to one another. There's lots of different models out there where women come together and share. You know, you think about, you know, the Tupperware model from years ago or the Weight Watchers model of today and of years ago. Women like to come together and share and discuss, you know, their concerns or their focus or whatever the topic at hand is, and I thought that would be a great model. But what I learned is today women are so busy, so pulled in so many directions, it's so hard to get them to come to a group, even though they know it's so important to them. So I thought, why not use all the technology that we have at our fingertips? And I've redesigned my site so that I could provide all of this access to women free of charge right on our site at their own fingertips, and they can access it when they have time and when they need it. So what I learned was, even though in my heart of hearts I wanted to gather face-to-face with women, the business reality of that was slow growth, hard for women to engage, and lots of labor around that, around training facilitators and getting people to really move. So what I learned was, you know, I wish I had gone online immediately. But, you know, that was my beta test, and that's what I learned from it. So I adjusted and put the content online, and now it's accessible to women. Same on the financial and professional side. We have a full-day instructor-led workshop that we put insurance and financial professionals through to really experience what it feels like to engage with women. I think face-to-face learning and that type of environment and that type of learning is important, but I have to think about the business consequences. These are professionals that are trying to sell their products on a daily basis and really can't be pulled out of their businesses for a full day. That's a full day's worth of value to them. So what I've done is redesigned that piece as well, and we've just redesigned it to be 3 90-minute sessions every other day. So it's just over a week, so like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 90 minutes right online. And then what they can do is apply what they've learned each 90 minutes into their business and come back with some ahas about what they've seen so far based on what they've learned, and we discuss it at the next session and we learn more. So it's really applicable that way. So my biggest learning was really attending more to the way that people live today, which is in a faster environment, more techno savvy, online, want data when they want it, when they need it. So being more efficient in the way that I was providing the purse strings resources.
Well, Dr. Provo, it certainly has been great to have had you and to introduce Purse Strings to the audience. We certainly wish you nothing but the best and continued success, and appreciated hearing the backstory on it as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Well, I will say that entrepreneurship is not for the lighthearted. We are really the tough ones who day to day, you know, you can it can take you to your knees some days, but when you really have that passion and that desire and you just know it's the right thing to do, you just got to keep on one day at a time and keep a level head about things and get a good group of resources around you, good people you can bounce ideas off of, and you'll do great.
Well, Dr. Provo, thanks for those final words in conclusion and advice given. We certainly do appreciate that. Where can listeners get all the details online on Purse Strings, and how could one also be in contact as well?
Sure. The Purse Strings website is pursestrings.co, not com, but .co. And you can go right on to the Purse Strings website, and women can just navigate. Anybody can go on and navigate and see our life. And our life guides and our ask an expert, you can just say, I've always had this question, and launch it out to us, and we'll get it answered for you by our experts. And you can sign up for our newsletter, which is just a great monthly one-page rag that gives you great information and tips for women about such things as, you know, if I'm buying a house but I'm going through a divorce, what is it that I need to know? I'm graduating from college, I need to pay off some loans, but I want to rent an apartment or buy a house. What do I do first? So we really go through scenarios that are typical and share those types of scenarios with you. So grab your computer or your iPhone and go to our website, and you can contact us through there as well, through barb@pursestrings.co.
Again, Dr. Provo, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success and nothing but the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We have been speaking with Dr. Barbara Provo, the founder of Purse Strings, that provides free resources and information to help women make smart financial decisions and pairs them with financial professionals who have been trained and vetted by Purse Strings on how to reach, engage, and earn the female dollar. And for all the details, simply visit pursestrings.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.